Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is the Baldur's Gate Experience on the Verzian Chronicles. Today, we're going to go looking for bandits. We've already made the journey to Pedvel, and we're looking for the entrance to the bandit camp. A gibberling just got attacked. Looks like a gibberling just got attacked by a Flaming Fist mercenary. I'm going to turn on the party AI so they can actually do their damage and protect the Flaming Fist mercenary, I guess. We grab all the gold, and I'm going to go talk to that mercenary. Come back. Hey, you, Merc. I'm trying to catch the mercenary as he's running through the woods poorly. Flaming Fist mercenary says to me, "There are other things I must attend to now. Good day." Oh, he's just ignoring me. And we found a body? Nothing on the body, though. No body in Pedvel. Did find what looks to be a walkable path to the north. There's a ton of map that is completely unexplored to the south. So let's start going south. South. We found those gibbering bodies we passed earlier. And we're moving on south. Reminder to you and your friends, if you like this content, you can actually check it out live. Live-ish. You can check out the video feed on the Patreon. Gets released to the patrons the day of the stream, where I stream it directly to YouTube, so you can watch it with me. And eventually, I'll remember to announce it in the schedule. Also, we have the Simon's Quest playthrough, which is going as I continue to explore Pedvel. There is the Simon's Quest playthrough, which is happening on the YouTube channel right now at Patreon. And you can find all the links on the Patreon, of course, or in the Discord, which you can find the links below. Only costs $1, so you can get it in while it's hot, and check it all out. It's really, really good stuff, and going forward into the future, I plan on having a lot of cooler stuff going on as I prepare a little better. I don't know why Emoin is going around the wrong direction to get to where we had to go, but we've now explored the entire bottom of Pedvel's map, and we're running into, it looks to be a river of some sort that we cannot cross. Nope, it was just a tiny pond with a barrel. We have 32 gold in it. Nice. There's still a lot of unexplored land we're exploring through these woods here. This is not as woodsy as the others. We ran across some gibberlings, and it looks like some bandits. Rasad immediately cast Blur. Faith, Armor of Faith has been cast. Khalid has killed a target. Another target has died by Keldrick. We're only getting like 14, 15 experience for a kill, but we have three bandits at the south as well we need to focus on here as soon as the gibberlings have passed from our grasp, and immediately we've turned on to the bandits. Three bandits and some bandit scouts. As our good friend, as our lovely Jahira cast Entangle to the south, we immediately begin killing off these three bandits. Now we gathered grease, we got some armor. I'm gonna take the Lynx Eye gem, the bandit scalps. We're not taking the armor, we're taking the bandit scalps, of course, taking all of their gemstones. And I believe that will be all the stuff we can grab. So I'm going to move the gemstones to my body and put the stuff I don't need where I can utilize it. We're moving all the spells to the people who can use it. Is that a bullet? Or is that a sling? Yeah, it's a bullet. Okay. Bandit scalps go over here as well. Cool. Now, all right, let's move out of this spell and grab everyone and move forward. And we're, of course, going to try to save it as soon as we get the chance. Ooh, I just totally bypassed some gold that will definitely be useful. We can't save it, so we're just going to keep walking until the spell collapses. And once the spell collapses or we walk far enough away from it, it'll collapse. There's a brown bear to the north of us. We are not going to fester or fight with those. Those will get me get Kai killed dance. We still cannot save it, which means the spell is still in effect. I think that also might be the blur spell that could be causing it. Ooh, immediately we're onslaught by some bandits.
me.
And Rasad is under assault. Rasad got killed. Imowen. Son of a gun. When was the last save? Jeez Louise, my game just would not let me save, and we walked into another battle encounter, sadly. So, looks like we've got to travel to Pedville again, and we arrived at night. We're going to take a rest while we get the chance, and begin our trek around. So, while we're waiting and walking and walking and waiting, let me tell you about our sponsor. Our sponsor is me. I am the sponsor of this episode. In all seriousness, if you want to help support the channel, we would be very, very happy to have you on the Patreon. It would be very nice. What are you plotting, witch? Do not think my vigilance goes lax. God, even under my nose, she schemes. I must take steps. To my most noble artist, I shall recite a large song called Dungeons. Oh, they're bards? Okay. I don't know what's going on with that text there. The names of these characters are really weird, and I don't understand it. Of course, now the quick save works, and I'm not entirely sure why the Flaming Fist mercenary is attacking a cave bear. We are totally going to ignore that entirely, because we don't need to do that. What is this? Wood of Sharp Teeth is the name of the wood we're in. We are looking for bandit scalps. I don't believe it. Yes, I have been here. I've been to this exact spot. I remember this barrel. Cool. I found the barrel I found before. And I think that should mean there are some gibberlings to the east, maybe if they spawn. There's a black bear up north of us, which is going to unharm us. Oh, shoot. We immediately were onslaught by some... who just died? Jahira is under assault. Let's grab our trusty, dusty sleep spell. Cast it right here. Who just died? Okay, we had one death from one of the bandits. What are they wearing? Splint mail? Heal spell is cast on Jahira. She has been healed. Another bandit fell. Am I going to grab some more of the arrows and the stuff that was thrown at this one bandit? And the final bandit's about to go down. And the bandit is literally two steps from going down. One of the bandits is asleep. The last bandit looks like it's about to fall. We're, of course, grabbing all its ice arrows and arrows that we can use. And with that, they're dead. We have succeeded in our fight. We did it. All right. So we are now going to do the always trusty dusty quick of the save. We're going to move the arrows to the locations where they are necessarily useful. I think. Where did they go? I don't know where they went. They're not in this inventory slot. Put the bullet on the person who gets it. I'm going to sell the battle axe I'm not keeping. Looking through my inventories here, looks like who picked up the arrows? What the heck? Somebody did. Oh, it looks like, okay. I figured out who picked up the arrows. Never mind. I realized that I was controlling Zahn, so he got all the arrows and the bandit scalps. Nice. Very cool. And we're just going to put the spells up. All right, we're going to save it really quickly, and I think it's a good time to rest. We rested well. We're going to rest for another 8 hours, and we were under assault by 9 standard bandits. It's high time for a sleep spell. We're casting sleep. We're waiting on the sleep spell to go off as the rest of the party moves in really quickly. And sleep worked! Looks like the sleep spell worked its charm. Nobody else will get hurt tonight as the surviving standing bandits are getting knocked out and killed. And all the bandits, there were like 15 bandits there. We killed them all. Very nice. We're going to take their valuables off their corpses, of course. These bandit scalps are like 50 gold apiece, so not a bad haul in all honesty. Ooh, a potion of insulation. Nice. And that looks to be a win for us right there. We get to explore our... We got a lot more arrows, a lot more bandit scouts, more arrows, more spells, and another potion. Very nice. We are succeeding in our goals, in my opinion, and I think that is okay. Oh, we have an arachnid spider that is north of us, and we immediately go to assault it. My ranged fighters really took a good chunk out of it, and my my on-hand melee fighters immediately rushed in and began assaulting pretty handily, as there were two more spiders to the north. And we are taking them out pretty well as we refocus the entire group on the remaining spider, the huge spider for 270 gold. And with that, the spiders have quickly passed from existence. They only dropped a couple arrows, so no big deal. Those arrows were ones we shot, so I'm not really worried about them. And we're moving north. I got to look at the map a little bit. I know what's down to the south, so let's go to the north. One, what are these, wolves? Wild dogs immediately appeared, and our group has immediately onset by wild dogs as the group begins to assault them pretty handily. And it's actually taking them out. They're only 35 experience a point. They're having critical misses across the board, and we're actually handling them pretty well. I want to say, yeah, we handled them with no issues. No issues at all on that handling. Now quick save is wanting to work, and I'm unaware as to why. I don't understand it. Looks like someone is standing on top of the hill, and there are some bandits. It says, the first bandit in the middle says, "It's your choice which hits the ground first, your swords or your heads. Be smart now, and you'll all live to grow wise." We have three options here. First one is, "You shall not take us alive." Second is, "We'll not fight you." And third is, "We don't want any trouble." I think "you won't take us alive" is probably the bee's knees of this journey. And we're going to cast Fireball at my boy here. No! As we immediately range. Okay, let me explain what just happened. Nobody died. What I did is immediately cast a fireball from the fireball wand, the wand of fire that I'm using on Zahn. The fireball hits. It actually does hurt us a little bit because we were a little too close to the flame, but the bandits immediately got wrecked in the show. Just straight up wrecked. So, with that in mind, we just kind of walk through and just kind of pick what we want out of their spoils here. Most of it's just bandit stuff. There is a warhammer here, which is useful, possibly. I say it's a magical warhammer, so it may not be all that useful. But the arrows definitely are, and the bandit scalps will also be useful as well. Very, very nice. 20. We have 20 scalps in our possession. We also gained to level up on Rasad, so let's go click our boy here and level him up. He gained 10 skill points. I think we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll take 5 in find traps and 5 in move silently, as he becomes our secondary trap finder. Very good. I don't think he was the only one to level up during that exchange, so not too terrible. All right, so we finished that area, right? And this puts us in range of two areas, Olgoth's Beard and the Bandit Camp. And I feel like we are ready for the Bandit Camp. But do you guys feel I'm ready? I don't know. We can go... Yeah, I think we are. Let's give it a shot. Let's go to the Bandit Camp. We just saved it, and we're moving into the Bandit Camp. Immediately cut on a cutscene where the werewolves or snapjaws or like kobolds are escorting a man through a goblin camp. Journey took 12 hours. It says, "I've discovered the bandit camp. The largest tent should be the leader, and within it I should be able to find documents as to who pulled the strings." We're going to slowly but surely explore around, quick saving as we walk, because we do not want to get captured by these bandits. We also found a road to the north, which is kind of useful because that means we can kind of hang out alongside the road here for just a hair and kind of get a peek into this mess that is the bandits as the chapter progresses. Because I think the bandits are really the peak of this chapter, right? Now, my curious question is, how much do we get if we trade the scalps of the bandits now or later? Questions I have. If I go down there now, will it be worth it, or should I continue the course? Probably just continue the course. And I found the back end of the bandit camp. All right, let's take Zahn, and we're going to move forward just a hair. He can't sneak. What is this? Bugbear Elite knocked unconscious as that actually worked. All right, we have a spell casted, and we immediately began fighting the elites that are awake. The one elite that is awake. Looks like our party AI is actually doing the trick, and that bugbear elite is now dead. That is a lot of money. And a bastard sword. Not bad at all as we move to take out the hobgoblins remaining. $35 experience per hobgoblin, but it is definitely useful to take the hobgoblins out before they become a threat to the group. Do I wish they were not hostile? Yeah, but is it worth the fight? I'm going to say no, it's not. Not worth the battle at all. Surviving is much more important than fighting. We also gained a lot of gold here and a lot of arrows, which is nice. Another 100 arrows. Looks like we've got so many, it's not even funny, so we're going to get rid of some of these here. Literally getting rid of like 300 arrows because there's just so many arrows on the ground. Wow, so many arrows. So many bandit scalps, too. Bullet goes there. Okay. We've got 22 bandit scalps now. And I think that's okay. Protection from evil. That's cool. We need more daggers is what we need. I've only got like 200 daggers remaining. Something like that. I have bullets, but like... All right, so we're going to save it here. And we're going to enter this camp. 3-1... Knoll Veterans, okay. Let's cast a sleep spell in the center of the room. Two of them have fainted. And we're fighting Flind, who has just died. Another one just died, and another one just died. All right, let's search the room. All right, we found a locked chest. That's okay. Who is not in here? Oh, okay. Everyone's here. I was like, where is everybody? Why aren't the icons highlighted? There we go. That's highlighting icons. We're searching the chests here and finding absolutely nothing. All right, so let's get Emoin on this one here. Found 53 gold, and she is unable to unlock the chest, but we are able to use trap finding or thieving, and we found inside the chest a pearl necklace and 19 gold. Not a bad haul, not a great haul, but not a bad haul as we move forward through this bugbear encampment. Ooh, a chill hobgoblin has come to assault us. Not sure why the chill hobgoblin has come to assault us. Another chill hobgoblin has come to also assault us. Another chill hobgoblin has come to also assault us. I mean, I'm okay with the experience, but Jesus, do you really have to? You like, you see the bodies of your comrades just north of here. Like, it might be prudent to realize this is a bad day for you. I mean, I would think so. I would think that's a prudent observation, right? All right, we found a locked chest, which, of course, our little friend, our friendo, will unlock for 35 gold. Oh, there's chests all over the place here. That is nice. Chests and bags. One has a potion of heroism. We found nothing in this chest that I just accessed, and a oil of fiery burning. Like, I wish I had the... I forgot to turn on the little identifiers to show me where stuff was. But, like, straight up. Like, I just found flame arrow, right? That's awesome. All right, let's just explore. Another potion. I didn't even read what the potion was. It looks like we have a locked chest, another locked chest. So one more thieving experience for my girl Emoin. And of course, we opened it with no issues. It had a long sword and a dagger inside of it. Nothing really to write home about. I think this is another Emoin thing. Yep, it is. There's actually two more Emoin things here. And Emoin immediately got assaulted by a bandit who happens to be standing near, and another bandit who happens to also be standing near as we retarget to the second bandit and realize that we may be a little overwhelmed with more banditry as we move on to kill the final bandit of the group. We may end up taking a nap during this time frame. All right, that's okay. That's okay. We've done well. It is definitely probably high time for a quote-unquote nap, though. Because we've really expended a lot of our goodwill and gear abilities. Shit, Emoin. Oh, shit. Xan, sleep spell, go. All right, now we're going to magic missile this guy here behind me. As the group begins to attack Kalzan, I think is his name. And it looks like I'm about to die here, so I'm going to immediately cast Cure Light Wounds on myself here. Come on. Really? I'm aware of that. Thank you. Load the last quick save. All right. So I kind of have an idea of what we need to do. What we'll end up having to do is coming back through here for purposes of bandit hunting. We're handling it. I probably really need to back everyone out now.
I'll need a healer as soon as possible. I'm getting weak. No!
And Khalid's about to die. Nope, Khalid's dead. All right, so what we need to do is we are actually in not the greatest position to continue into this area. So what we're going to do is rest. I'm sorry, the party's not scattered. Can you not do that? Oh, Khalid was way down south like a moron. All right, now we've rested. We've got a lot of stuff to explore, which is nice. But the bandit camp is pretty tough. So can anyone else use wands? I want to say what I want to do here. Let's see here. Equipped abilities. No. Let's see here. What I'm thinking I want to do is pile up right here. And then move forward and save. Move forward and save. No. And we'll start taking these bandits out one by one. Yeah, that'll do. So group up everyone, group up back up here. I'm having to use the select all tool a lot right now. And I do want to come through here afterwards and capture all the bandits. Okay. The problem is with these bandits is there is a ton of them. All right, and what I want to do, I think, is cast Fireball right about there and cause this group to run back. I said cause everyone but Zahn. Everyone but you, buddy.
No!
All right. Zahn, I want you to do it again. All right, now, everyone, assault him. Zahn, move out. Away from the fight. Now. Everyone else. Oh, shit. You, out here. Go. Thank you. I need to drink a pot on my main character now. As everyone else assaults the main bad guy of the group here. We're going to cast a magic missile at the main bad guy. He is near death, took 7 damage there. We are out of fire wands on the main wand, but that's okay. Everyone else is definitely...
The healer as soon as possible.
We're going to say... drink a pot, and we definitely got hit there. Khalid is drinking another pot. Khalid is healed. And we're near, he's, the main bad guy is nearing death. We're going to cast another magic missile spell at him. And hopefully that will do a little bit of damage. It did hurt him a little bit more. He's still very much alive. So this is a very bad situation. As he has a hammer is what it is. That's okay. All right. We gained 2,000 experience, but Khalid gained none. I'm not a big fan of how that played out at all. But what I want to do is this right here. We're going to go here. I'm going to put this wand up here. Okay. I put the fire wand in my inventory real quick. And I kind of need to explain why I did that. Because it might make more sense this way. I want specifically a few things to happen. I want to turn off party AI for just a minute. Cast Entangle in this area. All right, Entangle has been cast. I want to cast Sleep over here. We're moving Jahira back. All right, so we hit Sleep. Then I want to cast Fireball in the same location. And cast Fireball again in the same location. All right, so we're moving through the entanglement. Cast Fireball again, a little bit deeper. All right, we did that. And it looks like 1, 2, 3 targets have died. All right. Nope, that didn't work. So Tezon didn't get hit at all, which is aggravating. But what we can do is this. I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Antidotes, potion of healing, potion of agility, potion of healing, potion of insulation. That's resistance. All right, let's see here. I want the fire spell up here. Yes. And I want to cast. What does grease do? Grease. Ooh, I love it. Grease. Ooh, yeah. I wonder if I can set grease on fire. So what we're going to do is we're going to move grease into the backpack. Okay. And put sleep in the backpack. Okay. All right, so let's put sleep. I already have two sleep spells, so I want to do this here. All right, so I want to quick save it. There we go. Mm-hmm. So think about this exactly as I want it. Grease there. Cool. Cast a fireball in the same location. Save it. Alright. We're gonna cast fireball right there.
No! No! No!
I just killed Khalid. That was bad. I just killed Khalid.
I swear you'll never hear me.
Okay, this is very difficult because I'm trying to get close enough without dying. All right, we got close enough without dying. That's the fireball behind them.
No!
Good. On. Cast it. Oh my god, why is my character not doing what I told them to? They are doing what I told them to, but they're also not doing what I told them to, and it's a little aggravating. Because if I turn off the party AI, they're not smart enough to defend themselves against the onslaught of arrows. But if I tell them, basically they wander into death, is what they do. There it is. Cast the grease. Cast the grease. Thank you. Party AI turn on. All right. Cool. Fireball into the grease.
Please aid me.
Don't go into the grease, you morons. Everyone, attack him. Your asses back out here, you dummies. All right, Zan, I want you to go up here. Where's the big bad? There he is.
Another.
What did I die? What did I die to? Sorry, I tried to figure out what I died to, and I don't know. Everyone stop. Okay. So assaulting this bandit camp in the way that I was wanting to is just not working. So that's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm taking my time and I'm going to go the opposite direction and go around the other way and see if that assists at all. Okay, guys, focus on the bigger problem, which is the bandit. The chill hobgoblin's not doing do shit to you because they're chill. Always focus on the bigger prize. Don't focus on the smaller prize. I know where the big bad's at. I'm aware of where the big bad's at. I don't want to fight the big bad right now. Come on. So we're walking around the bandit camp very slowly.
Good on you if you save the day.
Thank you. And the goal right now is literally to make our way into what is the bandit camp, right? Oh, we also found some ruins. That's cool. Ruins? What? On this bandit camp map? Oh, shit. It's a brigand. Cast sleep. And cast fireball somewhere over there against them. Come on, Zan. Do it. Thank you. All right. The rest of the party is now cleaning up the brigands who have fell asleep. Because that would have been very bad if they had not fallen asleep.
Oh, perhaps we'll survive longer than I had originally thought.
Shut up, Zan. My strategy is keeping you alive currently. So quiet. Because we basically just steal the scalps. Cool. And it doesn't look like there's anything here in this camp outside of just more enemies, honestly. Just kind of sad. That's all that was there. Just enemies. That's frustrating. You ever been frustrated by seeing more enemies? You'd be like, yay, we killed more enemies. But there was no enemies here to really be killed. That was just more things to die. Potion of Heroism. Can I use this on him? No, I cannot. The lead, since you tend to be the one to run into frickin' battles like a moron, I want you to drink this pot. Thanks. Alright, we're saving it every 15 steps as we wander closer to the core of the bandit camp that I know is over here somewhere. There it is. Zan, torch him. Hey Zan, torch that guy in particular.
No!
Thanks. I just was like, torch this guy in particular. Uh-oh. Remember that big bad I was worried about? Coming back. And have the rest of the party. You here. Go. Don't you freaking do it. Don't do it. Damn it, Jahira. I said specifically, do not walk in the fire. I literally aimed her away from the fire, and she walked into the fire like a moron. Yep. That's why they can't survive for longer than 2 seconds. Literally, they walked directly into the fire I told them not to walk into. 100% into the fire I told them do not walk into. And they walked right into it. No. Yeah.
No!
Alright, you three. Thank you. Okay. My dumb party trying to do dumb things and get themselves very dumb killed. Party AI on you three. Stop it.
You must show respect in nature's house.
Stop it. Chant. Jahira. Heal Zion now. You two. Salt that asshole. Got the chant off. Nice. We can save it. Very nice. All right. This part of the party, go up here. Thank you. Rasad, also join the party up there. Zan, go here. Right there, Zan. Thank you. Now the party should begin assaulting this asshole. Thank you. Zan, I want you to do something very specific. I want you to cast Grease right there. Zan, now what I want you to do, Zan, is I want you to walk away. Damn it, Zan!
For those lost in righteous battles.
Come on, Zan. Do it now. Ah, shit. Nope. Reload. And literally, Zan got killed immediately. I meant to cast Grease, and I cast the wrong spell, and it got Zan killed. Looks like he may have saved versus spell. Party, do your thing. Hello.
I'm getting weaker. I'll need a healer as soon as possible.
No, kids, stop it. Plead. Drink a potion.
No!
Plead. Jahira, assault that guy. I said assault that guy. Plead, get out of there. Crushing damage. Aggravation. He should be healing. He should be healing. Jesus Christ, I just realized that everyone should be healing. Let's go armor melt on this guy. Oh. Never mind, I guess. Okay. That worked. We won. We won! Everyone, we won! We beat the boss person. Full plate armor. I'm going to grab that full plate here. Boop. Grab that shield. Grab this. Grab the money. Okay. Holy cow. Okay, why does it say we cannot save at this time? We cannot save at this time, and I don't know why. Probably the grease, if I'm not mistaken. It's either grease or we can't save because of spellcasts, the grease spell still being active. If I'm not mistaken, that's the idea. We can't save because of grease spell being active. And I do not want to enter any of this area before the grease spell's inactive. We have a lot of chests to open, though. All right, we got some really cool stuff here. As I'm waiting on Grease to deactivate, that I'm looting, like this wand that I don't know what it does. We got 7,000 gold now, too. We went from 6,500 gold to 7,000-8,000 gold. Very nice. You can come back to the group now, and we can save! Very nice. All right. Quick save. We'll rest right here. It is now daytime. The big bad has been defeated for this area, and it is time for us to enter what I imagine is the main hut of the area.
Sorry, friend, but you've got a date down under.
All right, so we met somebody inside. His name is Raymond, and he says, I don't care who you are. No one's to enter Tazok's tent under penalty of death. Then come at me, for I have no intention to turn back. We are here under Tazok's own instructions. He requested... Petty lies are wasted on me. Enter Sai here. You've crossed the Iron Throne for the last time. Oof, 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 oof. Hey, let's do some magic. Why don't I? Let's cast Fireball at this side of the room. Tonka. Let's cast Fireball at right about there. Oh. I guess that's not happening at all. Everyone's fucking confused. Hello?
I could use a little patching up.
I can't do anything for you because you're walking around randomly through the room. Yep, confusion wins. Yep, literally confusion killed me. Very cool. All right.
Sorry, friend, but you've got a date down
there. All right, stop. Boop, fire this right about there.
No!
Cast it again right there. I think Ender Psi died. Did Ender Psi die? Who died? Raymond died. Okay. Who else died? Oh, no. Shoot. Okay, I can't cast Fireball in that room. Crap. Okay. So I need a better way to do this. I think what I'm going to do is... Do I have any more sleep spells in that bag of tricks I've got going on here? I think I might. I do have one sleep spell in that bag of tricks.
Sorry, friend, but you've got a date down under.
All right. So I immediately started by casting the sleep spell, which did not do anything. Britic saved against death. Zan had a critical miss on that freaking sleep spell, which is absolutely frustrating. I'm going to switch to that +3 weapon he's got going on. And cast... Oh, I forgot I could cast sleep. I can cast sleep again, I guess. I'm going to cast blur real quick. All right, he cast blur, which means he can now fight. Somebody died. Who died? Raymond died? Yeah, Raymond died there. 1,200 experience, and we just got a bit of confusion. Who all got confused? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The only one who did not get confused was Emoen. Confusion tends to be death for the party, though. So we're going to be doing this a couple times as we try to figure out the best solution for the fight. I think sleep is probably going to be the best solution for the fight.
But you've got a date down under.
All right, Britic went down. We're going to switch to this to attack Ramon. What we're going to do is I'm going to have...
No!
Who... Okay, I want her specifically attacking him. And we just started attacking Venkt directly, who is definitely the person we're going to attack. It looks like Emoen was the only one who actually got confused in that attack. So that's not bad to use. Let's look at his special abilities. We can go Flaming Fists.
No! No!
Who just died?
No!
I think we're killing everyone. Yeah, Venki is dead now. And all that's left is Hocked. Going at this slower actually made more sense, surprisingly. Going at this slower actually succeeded in our fight. Weird. Emoen is still confused, which is fine.
I am a dead man.
Don't know. Zan is at 1 HP, which is just bad. But I honestly don't think it's too terribly bad here. I'm going to grab this antidote and toss it at the lead.
No!
I thought I tossed it at Khalid. Yeah, I did. Okay, he can drink the antidote. says he has been cursed with lethargy from drinking an antidote. Okay, what the heck? Just weird.
Troubled times are upon us.
Anyway, so I finished that area and come across Indersai, and Indersai says, it's time then, isn't it? Time for what? Explain yourself. So Indersai says, my execution, what do you think? You're not with him, though, are you? No, I smell his rancid breath on you if you... Yes, you're right. You're not. We're not one of Tarzak's lackeys. What are you doing here? Indersai says, you're not. Well, this whole place is dirty to the core. That's what's going on. These aren't your ordinary bandits. They're part Black Talons and part Chill. Chill being a demi-human band, mostly hobgoblins, and led by the creepy smart one. And Ardenor Crush. There may be others somewhere, like that priest Mulahay sent to the poison the mines of Neshgel. Set him up as a kobold god returned. And legions of the brainless, sparking fools believed him, ready to do his bidding. Till death do they part. Maholi's dead. He was working for Tarzak, I understand. Question, who's Tarzak working for? That's the trick, see? Indersai says. Crush and Tar-Kazam, leader of the Black Talons. Both think he's getting orders from the Zents, and Tarzak doesn't do much to discourage that particular line of thinking. But the Black Talons and Chill are bandits groups, see? They ply the trade routes, avoid the cities, and that's where they go wrong. I'm from the gate, and I could tell you dead as leather that Zentarim aren't behind this. Are you so sure, then? Yes, the desire for silence isn't the only reason I wear soft-soled shoes. I wear them so I could tell whose toes I'm treading on. I didn't mess with no Zartim. I picked my enemies, and I messed with one group and one group only, the Iron Throne. And right as rain, here I am as Tarzak's prisoner. You do the math. Zan says, another case of misguided optimism. Look at this man, Keldrick. Note that he thinks he's playing it safe, since he only has one enemy who is powerful enough to swallow him whole without chewing. Note this very well. But I have skill and natural talent to stick between their teeth, or in their throat if I have to. So gifted were you that you were nigh executed. Damn it, Zan. They aren't thrown. Where can I find them? Tarzak's been making regular visits to the Cloakwood. That's where I'd start. If I were you, there's some documents in that chest right there that'd be worth taking a look at, too. Now, if you'll step on some... Now go step on some toes, all right? And you can tell them Indersai sent you.
No!
Jesus Christ. Zan says, what? What does it feel like being hunted? I have the option saying I really don't like it. It's what we can well imagine. And Zan says, I know. I admit to be rather selfish in my inquiry. I'm interested in my mission's success, but I'm also worried for you. You know, we could turn the tables, so to speak, capture one of them and get his employee whereabouts. But they've likely never seen him. Whoever has hired them must be working through a contact, perhaps even more than one. So it becomes a question of who finds who first. If I were you, I'd keep up this pretense of blundering youth. The lower the price, the more incompetent the hunters are. Zan, but I am still a blundering youth. You are. But therein lies your salvation. I am honest to goodness waiting on Emoin to stop running in circles. $2,000 gold, a few letters,
Mulahay
and some gauntlets.
And Tarzak have proven to be nothing more than puppets. The true master of this unfolding mystery continues to elude you. One thing is certain. Someone has taken a very personal interest in seeking your death. Though why, you are not sure. Your search for answers continues, and the foreboding Cloakwood Forest is your next target.
And there we go. Cloakwood is our next target. Very nice. Okay, we got rid of the bandits. The bandits have been defeated. Yay! We also found some golden gauntlets as well. We're going to check the rest of the chests in here for goodies and stuff, of course, because we're not larks and layabouts. Okay, there's a lot of money just laying here, which is freaking awesome. Like, I've run across, like, something in the general range of about 3,000-4,000 gold. All right, so we're going to pick up the rest of the stuff that we can pick up.
Good on you if you save the day.
Zan's almost dead. Wow. Yeah, we are in the money right now. Something fierce. Uh, And as far as our what we have on us, it is high time for us to leave. So let's do a save. Let's do a rest and hope you cannot rest here. Either find an inn or rest outside. And I think the good of us would be to leave this area. I want to come back, but so I can collect the rest of the bandit scalps. But we really need to heal. Like, that is our priority right now. And it looks like Khalid has healed by quite a bit. We can quick save and rest. And it looks like we're completely healed. Nice. So we can go finish off. Well, how many bandit scalps do I have? Let's do some inventory management. A little bit of inventory management here. We're going to give the stuff that needs to be given out to the people that need to be given to. We've got two letters that we need to read before we're done tonight. The first letter we opened says, Tazak, I've noticed your shipment of iron load of late. It's imperative that we receive another ton of ore. Step up your raids and get a shipment to our base in Cloakwood within the next week. We need to stockpile as much ore as possible before our ultimatum is given. Also, Tharavok wants to know what happened to the band of mercenaries. Have they been killed? You better ensure that they have been, or Tharavok will not take kindly to any other news. Writ signed, Devorin. The other note says, Tazak, I hope everything moves along smoothly. I have written to give you instructions from our superiors. I have told that a small band of mercenaries might cause the Iron Throne some trouble in the future. You are to ensure they don't live to upset our operations. Obtain the services of the assassin, Nimble. He should serve you well. Devorin. Ooh, another assassin. Nice. Drop those. I don't need those letters anymore. And we're going to kind of look here. We are wearing plate mail, but this is full plate mail, which gives us a plus a negative 2 armor class. That is actually really nice. We can sell that now. We are at a negative 4 armor class on my main character. Very, very nice. We have some broken armor. Oh, we've got broken armor can break? What? Are you kidding me? Armor can break? I'm sorry. Your inventory's not full. What are you talking about? Oh, get rid of those darts. You don't need those. We put the armor on him. I didn't realize that if his armor got too low, it would break. I didn't realize his armor could break. Like, literally, my brain just died. I forgot armor could break. Like, that, honest to goodness, did not even cross my mind that armor can break. Anyways, got a wand to give to our wandsmith, whose inventory is full. We're going to do is put a lot of this stuff into our bag where it belongs. Doing inventory management is fun, y'all. It's the best part about RPGs is the inventory. That used to be one of my favorite things. I used to be like, oh, I adore inventory management. Inventory management's not bad. Inventory management's like the worst thing ever, y'all. Just straight up. Like, who likes inventory management? Does anyone like inventory management? I can't think of anyone who does. I need a helmet. Like something fierce. So what I need to do is go back into what did he have? A helmet. Yeah, he's got a helmet. Why I hand that to him? I should have handed it to him. What is this? A mage of fire, robe of fire resistance? I think I'm wearing one actually. Okay. So what we're gonna do is we're going to journey back into the bandit camp for a little bit just to grab a helmet. I believe all helmets do is stop criticals, by the way. There's nothing really to gain here other than maybe the ability to stop criticals. Zan, with that fireball, baby. Pop it right there.
No!
No!
All right. This crew goes here. This crew goes here. We're finishing off the bandits is what we're doing, by the way. I realized I didn't say what we were doing because my brain just broke because I was like, what am I doing? Finishing off the bandits is what we're doing. But here's one weird thing. There's no helmets here. It's about time, high time for us to vacate the premises and get the hell out of Dodge. Did anyone level up in that encounter set? I don't think so. But it's always a good idea to double check. So now let's leave. We're going to go to the shopping district, do a little bit of shopping as after we kill this hobgoblins.
No!
The hobgoblin elite that literally died in one hit. Because that's how this works. They literally died in one hit. Hobgoblins and hobgoblin elites like literally die in one hit. As I was walking towards the exit of the map. You gotta love how this game works sometimes. It's just like, hi, we're going to get you killed. Hope you're cool with that. Right, I think that's everyone. And we're ready at the end of the map. Now we're going to travel down to Baragost for selling purposes. And we did it. Yay, we made it to Baragost. The entire party in tow. We did it, y'all. We did it. We did it! We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting to the end. Cause we are the champions. Hey, you didn't come here to listen to me sing. You may have come here to listen to me sing. I don't know. If you come here to listen to me sing, let me know. Cause I really want to know. All right, let's do some selling. And we're going to do some identification across the group. We have a medium shield plus one. Some arrows to identify. Nothing major, just arrow plus one and arrow of ice. We have a Warhammer, the Deadshot, which is a longbow of marksmanship. That's a nice bow. Can't be used by a thief. I'm done. I needed to clear the space over here to make sure that everything's been identified properly. Wand of Fear. Ooh, nice. Okay. Let's get to selling some stuff. Throwing daggers can be sold. I think those are actually useful. Chainmail, and I'm not selling that. Magic blocking. Okay. Sell all those. Composite longbow. Can he use that? Can he use a longbow? If he can, I will. I don't know if. Maybe. That may be useful in the future. The arrow plus one are not that good for selling. None of the arrows are, honestly. I got so many bandit scalps. It's not even funny. It's really not funny. And then I got to figure out exactly what I'm doing with other things. Why can't I identify these gauntlets? Are they broken gauntlets? I can't identify the gauntlets, but I don't want to sell that yet. I could sell. I'm not going to throw away that yet. I have two Warhammer plus ones. I don't really want to keep either of them. I am going to sell gems because, holy cow, we got a little bit of... Oh, we got no money in gems. Wow. Gems did not make us crap, by the way. Giving you a heads up, gems literally made us no money this time. There's a pair of gauntlets that I can't identify, and that's really, really bothersome. Sell the maids. Okay, so these... I need more bullets, so let's grab bullets. I'll just grab 100 bullets. I'm going to grab going to grab all the bullets plus one. There we go. Buy that. There we go. I need to grab a helmet for you. And I really, really just kind of want to identify this stuff here. Let's do... Cloakwood Mines. What the heck is going on? Okay, so what I want to do is look at my inventories here. So many crap going on. Okay. The Deadshot, can Khalid use it as like a secondary weapon? He can. It's a little weaker than what we're currently using. But in all honesty, that might be a good use of some of the extra arrows that I'm just carrying around in my inventory that I know I can't use. You know, that's kind of where I'm at there. So we'll kind of make him... I'll put this up here since I'm not using the bow. And we'll put this medium shield plus one here. I think I've got another medium shield plus one here. And I got to go figure out how to deal with this weirdness of this gauntlets that I can't seem to identify. So I'll give this to Zan for a minute and just kind of go identify. It is the Gauntlets of Weapon Expertise, Legacy of Masters. Highly sought among Novus warriors, these items were once the property of the royal family of Threshkull. Imparting a portion of the prince's legendary skill, these gauntlets grant the bearer mastery over all forms of weapons. The majority of their previous owners seem to come to bloody ends, though. The gloves grant the ability of experience, not wisdom. It gets your Thaco plus one, damage plus two. How do I... Where do I equip them? Oh, okay. So I have much, much better weapons. Wow, okay. I have a 12 to 17 on each strike, 3 attacks per round, an 11 Thaco. That's not terrible, actually. Overall, that's not bad at all. Okay, helmet. Definitely need one of those. We need to see if we got anything magical we can buy as far as armors go for my boy over here. Does not look to be. Shadow armor looks really cool. Hide in shadows plus 15. The army scythe, which is a really fast leather ammo belt. Ooh. What is this? Nothing. Okay, what does this do? I kind of want to buy it just for... Who did I buy it on? I don't even know. I bought it on... I don't know who I bought that leather ammo belt on. I have no idea who I bought that on. Anyways... All right, so I think it's a good time for us to just leave, maybe? And then probably go to save it real quick.
Certainly I shall collapse from exhaustion.
And I think I agree. So before we go any further, we're going to do two things. We're going to sell scalps. There we go. And we just gained 2,000 golden scalps. Literally 2,000 golden scalps. Now, how much does that end up putting us at as far as money goes? We have 1,400 monies. We have a lot of monies. 1,400 monies before the end of the episode. I think we could do a royal.
As darkness falls, your mind drifts back to events past, and to triumphs well-deserved indeed. a fortified camp secluded and guarded from the entire coast, and it is naught but easy pickings before your guile. All manner of bandit and brigand move about here, but you may as well be invisible amongst them. Your recollections are interrupted by a powerful gust of wind, lifting you high above the camp and woods both. Your arc crests in the high morning sun, and for a moment you are as a bird, free from your duties to those below. With unseen hands, the earth reasserts her hold on you, and suddenly you feel less like a sparrow and more like a catapult stone. Without impact or fanfare, the ground accepts your passage and does not strike back. In a moment, all is black, and for all you know, you have descended to the very core of the world. The rock around you illuminates, and a cavern slowly takes shape. Though you can see no more than a few steps ahead or behind, stumbling forward, you find yourself face to face with yourself. Before you is a likeness in stone exact to the smallest detail. A voice in the darkness accuses you, even as it seems amused. Such pride undeserved, great predator, when your whole being is borrowed. Credit where it is due, and dues where payment is demanded. A dagger of bone flies from the blackness and strikes the statue square. It cracks slightly, but the pain you feel is as though you were rent asunder. You were made as you are, taunts the voice, and you can also be broken. You fall backward into the void and do not come to rest until morning wakes you.
Holy cow, what a dream! Okay, okay. As we wake, Imowen says, "Good morning, Kaldrick. It didn't sound like you slept well last night. Me neither. More dreams, I guess." Yes, another dream. Do you wish to hear it? I do. More daggers and strange voices? Yes. I was in the bandit camp. And then you relay your dream to Imowen. That voice scares me, Kaldrick Heathen. Hilden. I said named it Hilden. What a weird name I named it. Sounds like it scared you too. That's good. I don't trust it. Not at all. Nope, I don't. You keep fighting it. I'll help you if I can. More powers too, I guess. I thought so. Well, if you just use them to do what you know is right, Corian would like that. Me too. Guess it doesn't matter where they come from. Come on. Let me fetch you something to eat while you, comb your hair or something. You're a wreck! We got powers. What powers? What powers did we get? We gained the ability Slow Poison. We also gained Slow Poison, which is a greatly slows the flex of venom. Ooh, cool. All right. I dig it. All right, so with this, let's save. If you like what you heard, like what you saw, please let me know somewhere on the internet. I'll be happy to take a look-see. And if you like this, check out my Twitter. You can find me at twitter.com/KylieKane. You can also find me on TikTok at Kylie Kane. You can also find me on Patreon at Kylie Kane. Patreon.com/KylieKane, where you can get early access to all episodes as soon as they're made, as well as video versions of the episodes, so you can watch me fumbling about in the darkness if my audio ever confuses you. You can also watch special episodes on there. Right now, it's Simon's Quest during this recording time. Simon's Quest is going up. We're doing like one episode a week or so at this point. Typically, it's two episodes a month, but I am just rocking those out because I want to get done so we can get to the next game on the list of videos to play. We also have there's some other stuff that's coming down the pipeline that I can't completely remember about, as well as like a breakdown series, which I did a ton of episodes in, and there's more coming. They just haven't been released yet because I'm not happy with them yet. Those require a lot of recording time because I got to get everything, all my ducks in a row. Anyways, with that said, remember to hug your mom, give her a call, love your friends, love your family, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough. And remember that I'll be here for you next time, here at The Verse, with more Baldur's Gate. Surprised I didn't get a level there. That's so frustrating.